Greetings to you all once again in the name of the Most High. I greet you in Jesus' name, that name that seems to elicit a reaction no matter what's going on in and around. It's very, very interesting how there's just so much power in that name, and there's so much of a response to that name, and people can't explain to you why, you know? So anyways, but I greet you in the manifestation of truth and life, the way that is when we speak of Jesus, when he said, and his words were, that's who he was, the living manifestation of that. So we say, okay, that's cool. I appreciate that. I can identify with that. And we can all identify with that as we go forward in this time, in this season, in all that's taking place upon the earth. You know, a lot of things. Okay, so Heavenly Father is shaking everything that can be shaken. People are dealing with the shaking and they don't know what to do because foundations have been off throughout people's lifetimes. Things that people thought they could go along to get along, and those aren't working. You know, we warn people about going along to get along. You know, I had friends that thought, oh, okay, they'll just fly below the radar, you know, and all that's happening. They'll just keep their head down. Well, here's what happens. They keep lowering the radar. They keep lowering the radar. They keep bringing it down to you, having to make a decision for yourself, who you are, what you're about, what's important to you, what you agree with, all of that. And a lot of people, you know, they always try to avoid that because of fear. Have somebody else make the decision for you and then blame them for it when things don't go the way that you want them to. But here's the problem. What happens when it comes down to, well, what do you think? What is your thought on the matter? Or as Jesus said to the lawyer, how do you read it? You know, where are you coming from in all of this? So, yeah, so that's... So in this time of incredible flux where everything that can be shaken is being shaken, people are being pulled in different ways, people are struggling with different things, they're having to deal with ideas and thoughts that they maybe never had to deal with before, relationships are being strained, there has been... Within the United States, within the country of America, I should rather say, because there's a difference between the United States and America. So I need to make that clarification. There's two different things. So, but inside of the United States, which is not America, and America, which is not the United States, the United States is a management company handling the affairs of the people of America. That's very different than the people of America, which are waking up to the fact that this management company is doing a horrible job, has been hijacked by nefarious actors, and the end result of it is very destructive for the people that live here. So in America, the people are now beginning to realize more and more, the ones that are awake, that they want to remove their consent from that system and build what they know to be true for the sake of themselves, their lives, their families, and the people that they love and the people that they care for. And not everyone will see it like that, because some people have gone so far and so deep on the slavery and the imprisonment that they don't want to believe that it can be any other way, because how many other things fall apart in their life and in their world? You know, people want to understand things in a way that is comfortable for them and expedient for them. They want to put things into a box. How many times have you ever taken a personality test? What do they want to do? They want to find a box that you fit in, right? Well, what happens when you jump between boxes? What happens when you exist outside of the boxes? What happens when there's not a place or a category to be able to understand you? The purpose of AI is to do pattern recognition and prediction. But then on another level, to take what they think they know about you and use that to then jump to the future and predict what they think you'll do. Now, what happens when that doesn't work? What happens when you're led by the Spirit? And when the Spirit quickens you and you do something that nobody ever thought you could or would do? Now what? Now what? See, that's very difficult for people. It's very difficult for people that are looking for predictability and control. But you know what? Within their systems, within the AI systems, there is no life. It's just repeat patterns and loops. Whereas an organic and a true, real system goes forward, and there's always something new. There's always creation. There's a flowering. There's you know, when you're free, well, what do you do with that freedom? What do you create? What do you do? So, yes. So now, where we are right now is we're in the time of a lot of the old legacy systems are just crumbling and collapsing. They are a laughing stock. They're the butt of all jokes. People continue to see. I don't know if you've seen that video of a side-by-side of the different Bidens giving different speeches. Totally different voice, different face. You know, whether they're actors or clones or... I mean, it's just right there. You know, people will say, you got to be blind to not see that this is not the same skin suit. There's two different skin suits giving a speech on behalf of the corporation that does the management services of the United States. Two skin suits. That's what you're dealing with. So forget the words. Look at this. It's nuts. So that's what we're all looking at. We're dealing with. We're understanding more and more the co-opted nature of humanity, the nature of just how everything has been twisted and turned and brought into a slave state. And unless you're willing to move in the power of who you are within and go out and build and create, you want to know where things are going? Well, look at Sri Lanka. Look at what happened there. Just look at what happened to Sri Lanka. I mean, in that country, in that place, they collapsed the systems, and now new boss, same as the old boss, carrying forward an agenda and cracking down on the people. That's what you've got. That's what you're dealing with. And now the fuel pass comes out pretty soon. Unless you've got your shots, you can't get fuel because they're going to connect all that stuff up. Now, here's a question. Who designed that app? Who built that app? Who put that together? Is anybody asking that? Who built that? Where does the data go? How are they you know what? When I was living in Sri Lanka and we had a vehicle over there, even inside the DMV there, when we paid your vehicle tax for having a bigger engine, because they tax you there extra for having a bigger engine. Bigger engine being a 2-liter engine. Yeah, seriously. With the taxes that they would put on everything, okay, I had to go in every year with my receipts from the last year that I paid those because their files and their records were so bad. Now, and they never updated them. Now, you're telling me that now, all of a sudden, they've got a nationwide system to allocate fuel based on your chassis number and tied into your day of the week so that you can go get your fuel and your candy bar, you know, for being a good little boy. Now, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they should do this, they should do that. You know, they've been starving the people. 80% of the people in that country are missing meals. You know, they're starving the people, they're collapsing the people, they're collapsing their lives, they're destroying everything. And you've got to understand that unless you are part of building the options and the alternatives to get off and out of the current structure, unless you're part of that, well, what are you going to use when they start cutting things off? What are you going to use? You know, you've got to realize that there are things that have to be done and have to be built. And, you know, if you are, for example, if you're growing your own garden, you've got hydroponics, you know, then if they cut off the food, well, you've still got food, so you've got time to figure things out. If you've got your own communications infrastructure and the way that you continue to speak and connect to other people. And listen, there's some really cool, very simple things that are out there that you should start to look at and find out ways just to be able to, if nothing else, connect with the few people that you want to be able to connect with going forward. What about your power? What about your water supply? You know, these kind of things, because they are going to use the choke points on the population to then try to collapse them into the system to get them to do what they want them to do, which is a digital AI overlay that strips away your humanity and controls you for basic goods and services based on your compliance. That's where they're going with all of this. All right? So if you're, you know, that whole united non-compliance, absolutely. You know, building, exiting and building, sure. You know, exit and build. Build things that are going to work. Build alternatives. Build options. Absolutely. But in the middle of all of this, you know, keep your eyes on the Most High. Keep your eyes on the Most High. Allow for that connection to build and to grow, and allow for, you know, you're not in this alone at all. You know, He's quickening and He's leading and He's guiding. You know, and I'm seeing all the people that try to do things without Jesus, and you know, they're faltering. They're faltering. You gotta have Him. You gotta have Him. The real thing. Not the fake thing, not the illusion, not the lie, not all of the textbook's understandings, not some person channeling, you know, all kinds of stuff, and people just buy these lies, hook, line, and sinker. None of that. You got to have the real thing. And if you got a question, well, you can go to the source. Go to the source. Skip the intermediaries. Go to the source. Ask the Most High. Father, I've got a question about something. Would you please show me? And you know what He'll do? He'll show you. You. Not somebody else, but you. He will give you the answer to the question that you're seeking an answer for. So get that answer. Move in that answer. Take confidence in that answer. You know, what is your relationship in all of this? You can't live on or through somebody else's relationship. It's got to be your relationship, your connection, your response. What do you feel within? It's you know what? I thank God for this time, because you know where we were before? We were in an illusion, and a very comfortable illusion. And that comfortable illusion was a grassy knoll carrying people straight to hell. They were just, and now it's all being ruffled up. So it's not comfortable anymore at all. And so now the fact that it's not comfortable anymore, now people have to deal with the realities of what things are and make decisions and choices. But you know what? You should be grateful for that. Because you already made the choice before, but at least now you know where you stand. Are you going to trust that when things get weird, when things get bad, when things get tough, that the Most High is going to carry you through? Are you going to trust Him? He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. You trust him in that? Or is it a limited thing? You trust him, but this far or no further, right? Because when the rubber hits the road and things get tough, now you want to go back to all of the stuff that you railed against before. You look to man to fix you. You look to man to save you. You look to the collective to be there for you. What happens when the collective ditches you? What happens when you're all by yourself? What happens when those that you thought would be there with you are not there with you? Well, first of all, let them go. Let them go. You know, bless people and let them go. You know, remove those expectations from others. Because you know why? You came into this world by yourself, and you're going to leave by yourself. Yes, people talk about soul groups coming in, and we knew each other before, and all of that kind of thing. Yes, I get all of that. But still, your journey. So you be the truest version of who you are, and whoever stays with you, those are the ones that are with you. Whoever leaves, those are the ones that leave. And whoever comes into your life for a window of time, bless them and thank them for the contribution that they made. And let them thank you for the contribution that you made to their lives. But you carry on. You know, I know all these people now that they're talking and they're saying, oh, we're going to lose all these people. Yes, absolutely we are. It's not rocket science and it's not a prophetic word. You inject a bunch of people with an experimental shot with where every animal that was given it died in a very short space of time, and you stretch that out over a few years. Yes, you're going to have a lot of people die. A lot of people that are infertile. A lot of people that are damaged. A lot of people with a lot of disorders. And these are not unknown causes. These are very known. Everybody knows. Nobody's talking about it. It's one more elephant in the room. But that's the scene. So, you're going to have a lot of people hurt and a lot of people not here. Okay, so now that you know that information, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to not be a victim, but be a part of the solution and the answer? What will you do? How will you engage? How will you contribute? Where will you put your energy and your focus? Will you be paralyzed with fear? Will you try to save your own life? Okay, what was the words of Christ? He who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for me and for the gospel, for the good news. People can say whatever they want. It's the good news. He who loses his life will save it. You know, that's the paradox. There's so many paradoxes around the truth and the answer. And the reason that they're paradoxes is actually the truth. But it's opposite what the world tells you, because that's what's inverted. In the real world, the world is, their system is inverted. And what we think is a paradox is actually the truth. What we think is a paradox is actually the way forward. So, that being the case, in the real world, and where we are right now, put your efforts into service, into being quickened on behalf of the Most High. Help other people. Make a difference. Bring forward solutions. If you don't have something in yourself, well, then, you know, help where you see there's something real going on. There's a lot that needs to be done. Many hands lighten the load. Sitting on the sidelines has not helped anyone. At all. At all. waiting for someone else to do it? Well, it's not been done, has it? You're waiting for white hats, black hats, no hats, somebody else, constantly waiting for a savior. What happens if all that's been a distraction program? Just to keep you, the one with the power, from doing something. How's that for a twist? The one person that could change the situation is you. But they want to keep you out of commission and uninvolved. Waiting for someone else to do the work. When the only one that can do the work is you. Ponder that, my friends. And know that we love you. Bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. You know, it's amazing how long we've just been doing these shows. And bless you. Just, hey, don't worry about anything. Everything is good. Yes, a little bit of troubling times, but it's all right. You're also stronger now than you've ever been. You're going to continue to get stronger. All right, bless you all. We're going to talk to you soon. Bye.